Your clothing got full of wet, or else it fell into a puddle, and your coat is wet. And when you come home now, shaytchin b'cham, you're allowed to spread it out in your backyard, or in front of the sun, the sun should dry it up. Avoloi kinegrom. But you're not allowed to do it in front of people. People shouldn't see you do it. Because people, it's a maras ayin, that people will think that you washed your clothing on Shabbos, and now you're making it dry. So you see, claw, that we're not in front of people. If your own backyard, nobody's there, it's mutter. But to do it in front of people, it's awesome. This is not like Rav. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Oisrim, they hold no, it's awesome. Even to do it in your own backyard, that nobody sees. It's because they hold like Rav. That once Chachom asked you, you're not allowed to spread out your clothing in the Chamo on Shabbos, because it's a maras ayin. People will think that the reason how it got wet was because you went to wash it, even though really it just got wet from the rain or it fell into a puddle. Still, Chachom asked you, Mishum maras ayin. So not only is it us in front of people, but it's even us in your own backyard, in your own chos, even though nobody could see you. But that's the Chalak Rav. Whenever Chachom asked something, Mishum maras ayin, they asked it even even privately, nobody else could see you. Rashi, Avloi Kinegrom, Shlo Yemru, Kvosim B'Shabbos. People shouldn't say you went to wash it on Shabbos. His high Tanasova Dimidi, the Mishamar Asayim, Mutte B'Chadorim. The first one says you could do it privately. And the next one's Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oisum, the Rashi, Krav, because they hold like Rav. Here's a Gemara weiter. Uvemoich Sheva Ozno. Anisha is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with cotton in her ear. Tony Romi by Yecheskel, Vusha Kosher B'Yosnu. It has to be tied up in her ear. Tied up means they have to have a string around the cotton, and then the string should be tied up around her ear so it should not fall out. We'll see later, if it's tied into the ear, that's also enough. It doesn't have to be tied down. Baita Uvemoich Sheva Sandlo. She's allowed to put an inner sole inside her shoes. Tony Romi by Yecheskel Vusha Koshalo B'Sandalo. Should also be tied down in the sandals. Otherwise, we're afraid it'll fall out, and you come to carry it for Shusarabim on Shabbos. But brought in Halacha, there's only sandals that are open on two sides, so it's possible for the inner sole to fall out. Mashenken, much like our shoes that's closed on all four sides, that when you put your foot in there, it's not shaykh for the inner soles to fall out. Avad was mutter to walk them, we use them on Shabbos, even though it's not tied down in the shoe. So the more weiter, uvemoyer she has kimono lenidosa. Nisha's allowed to walk out with pads that she wears when she has need, when she has the dam. So was at the more romi bar chomo lemeima vushek shuro lo ben yakoseh. It's also only mutter to walk out with it if it's tied down on her thighs. It has to be tied down in the feet. Then it's mutter. Omar Rava, afal pi sheina koshla. Rava was known, the loch is like Rava, even though the pads are not tied down to a body. Habib's just in her underwear, it's mutter. Why? Kivan de moye, since it's a mystic thing, we're not afraid that maybe you fall out on Shabbos or you come to pick it up to work with the Daudamis. Since it's just a mystic, a disgusting thing, if it falls out on Shabbos, we're not afraid you come to pick it up, she won't walk with it. Abizoi boyimine, Rebbe Yumiyam, Rebbe Abba. Also saw Lord Beis Yad Mahal. We see to a knee pad, she made like a handle to it. Like there's one part that's a cotton which she puts under a mokanervo, and then on the side, a long thing, there's a long handle for it. So the mount is a mutter for to walk out wear this on Shabbos if it's not tied down to the body. Because here, maybe let's be afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos, it should come to pick it up and walk with it. Since it has a handle, she could hold it. Omalei mutter, nein, since b'chufat it's a mystic, we're not afraid she'll pick it up, it's still mutter. It manami yomer rami amar rab nachman rabbiishi amar rab yechinin also saw the beis yad even though she made a handle to a nida pad still mutter it's mutter to walk out with it to wear wearing it on Shabbos. So Rashi also saw the beis yad a lemoich shebi oisai mokum mal the misre dilma shakli yamanti lob yadayim lemoich yech the beis yad shelo it's not so mis to hold it this way. The Teretz says no, still it's awesome. It's still it's mutter. Rashi it's mutter what leyaminen. The loy aminan loy moyes alafil beveis yad moyes. Still, it's a disgusting thing. Loyitzu it fell out. Yizichel would not pick it up on Shabbos to wear it. Rabbi Yechinen zakti gemara nofek bula bei medrasha. He walked out on Shabbos with cotton in his ear. on Shabbos. V'chalukim olav chaveroi, and all the chaverim were mechuluk on him. Baisus, they held it also, like we had before. So only you ought mutter to go out with cotton in year if it's tied down, and it's tied into year, if it's wrap it around year. But if it's not tied down, it's also. Baisus, we'll soon see what the setter was. Rabbi Yannai Nofik Bula Karmelis. He walked out with cotton in his ear to a Karmelis. V'chalukim olav koldoroi, and everybody was mechuluk on him. For the Gemara Kashan, the Maivotani, Rami Bayeches, the Wushakoshkla, Biosnus, like a Shreya Biyechnan, how did they go out with the cotton in their ear? I said the Ferish and the Bryce, it's only Mutor if it's tied down. If it's not tied down, it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. And the Gemara Kashan, or the Mehedek, or the Mehedek. Depends. If it's in very tight, they were not afraid to fall out on Shabbos, then even though it's not tied down, still it's Mutor. That the Bryce says, Dafka tied down, it's not inside the ear so tight. It's not stuck in so well. So then if it's not tied down, we're afraid maybe you'll fall off on Shabbos, and you'll come to carry the Mishra Sarab, and that's what I come after you. Shashi Rabbi Yechanan Nofek Beilu Bei Medrosha, V'moyich Sheba Ozna, Shoyil Zokain V'hoitza Loit Soyas Oizim Ruba. He had a lot of wax coming out of his ear, so he used to wear the cottons inside it. V'chalukim Olav Chaver, V'vnei Shloihoye Kosher Bi Oznoi, Hu Yotzu Bal Mishra Sarab, he was going out to Mishra Sarab. He has heard the Mehedik Rabbi Yechanan Hayotoycha Ba'ozna Yofer. Rabbi Yechanan used to stick it in deep into his ear. Or Mahadik was very tight there. But Leiboyik Shira didn't have to tie it down. Or the Rami Ba'yechesko, but the Loi Mehedik, it wasn't tied down. That's Pshat. Right. The pilpul over galgal melech. Nisha's ladder walk out was on Shabbos with a piece of pepper inside the mouth or with salt. And the Gemara pilpul lerecha peh, she puts the pepper inside to take away the bit smell. Galgal melech, a piece of salt, the dorshini. So drash lechili hashnaim. For sickness of the teeth, that's what they used to wear inside the mouth, a piece of salt. For choldover, shenoy senos atrech peh, is also mutter. What does that mean? Zangvila, ginger, they used to put inside the mouth sometimes. And Ninami Dartsuni. Dartsuni, we also used to put, as kinmon zatrashi, that's cinnamon. Shein techebe, shein shalzor, rabbi matre chal moisim. So machlaik, if you have a false tooth made out of gold, if it's mutz to walk out with it on Shabbos or not. So the Gemara Omer Rav Zeira, lo eshon rel shalzor, the machlaik is only if it's a golden tooth. Abel b'shal kested, the tooth is made out of silver, divri hakam mutte. Then about it's mutte, it's not that different than our teeth. People won't come to laugh at you, or you won't take it off to show your friends. Tanya nami hochi, b'shal kested, divri hakam mutte. If it's made out of silver, according to everybody who walk out with a false tooth made out of silver. Shal zov, the false tooth is made out of gold, like we said before though, but such a tooth that it's possible to just take out and put it back in again. Is Rebbe, Marty Rebbe still said the smutu it's a tachshit? The chom to know it's also to go out with this on Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe you'll take it off, either to show your friend, but also the other pshat is that people laugh at you, you'll take it off because you'll be embarrassed from it. Om Rabbaye. Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, Kulus, Svirulhu, they all hold like one sheet to one svara. The Chomidi de Mignoi, anything that you wear, but it's a genai that you're wearing it. Like we'll soon see the mushrooms, Isha has bad smell in the mouth. So she wears these things to take away the bad smell. It's a genai to have the bad smell, something not nice. So here we're not afraid Nisha will take it out to show her friends on Shabbos. Because it's a genai, you won't do something like mean to yourself. The chomidi de mignoibe, anything that's a gemai for you, lo yosel achuye. They all hold a sheet that we're not afraid you'll take it off to show your friends on Shabbos, because it's a gemai to be wearing these things. So the more Rebbe hodi amorin, Rebbe like we just learned, that Rebbe holds what? It's mutter to walk out with a golden tooth on Shabbos. So this is good, like Rashi second shot, that Rashi learns, why did the chomidi say you can't wear a golden tooth on Shabbos? Because we're afraid people will lift, because we're afraid you'll take it off to show your chaverim, something you want to show off with, like there's a piece of gold you have in your mouth, you want to show off and show your friends. Obviously, why does Rebbe say it's mutter? Why isn't Rebbe hold this like all other jewelry that's also to go out with on Shabbos Mikra Adin? Elamai Rebbe holds because somebody has a false tooth, this is a genai. You're better off if you have your own teeth. That's if you have a false tooth, this is a genai. So since it's a davash genai, we're not afraid you'll come to take off to show your friends. That's a raya Rebbe holds anything that's a genai, we're not afraid you'll take off to show your friends. Rabbi Elezer with Rabbi Elezer's din to Tanya. Rabbi Elezer poite b'choyfeles or b'slucha shoplaitin. Elezer holds an isha's ladder walk out with this type of perfume that she wears around her neck on Shabbos, and we're not afraid she'll take it off to show her friends. Why? Because what is she wearing? The cloak, she has bit odor. So it's a good night to have this bit odor, this reich ra. So we're not afraid these she'll take off to show off. There's nothing to show off with. You better off don't have the bit smell in the first place. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar the Tanya. Where was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say this chiddush? Klal om Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Koshu lematim in a savcha. Anything the isha is wearing underneath a kerchief is yoytzebo. She's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid she'll take it off on Shabbos to show her friends, because it's a g'nai to go out with the hair uncovered. Mashenkin lemalam in a savcha. Anything she puts on top of the hair, which is on top of the kerchief. So then if she takes it off, there's no g'nai. That type here is ain't a yoytzebo. She's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. So these three shittos hold that something, if it's a svara, she won't take it off, because it's a disgusting thing to be wearing in the first place, so we're not afraid to take it off on Shabbos. That's these three shittos. Zot the Mishnah. Yoitzo b'sela shahatzinus. You're allowed to go out with on Shabbos, like if you have a wound on your heel, and by the type of refu is that in your shoe, put a piece of coin, like a quarter there, and you put right under the wound. When you step down, this hard coin, this hard piece of silver, is a refu for the wound. So you let it go out with this coin in your shoe. Trashi selam is matbeyu. Tzinis and mefarsh b'gemara, what this is. By the soyotza b'sela shalat tzinis, you go out with this coins underneath your wound on your heel. Habonis, katanis, the young girls, Yoitzes bechutim, they go out with the strings. V'yafidu bekismen shivas name, even toothpicks in their ears. What kind of toothpick in the ear? So trashi. Habonis ketanis means shemenat preses name. They like pierce the ears. They make a hole through the ear. V'yengam eisen izom, they don't make earrings right away. Aki igdul, until they become older. V'noisten chutim like solem b'yaz name. Right now, in the hole, they put either some cotton or they put some toothpicks. Shloyistimu as nayin, that the hole should not grow back again. So it's mutter to walk out with these things even on Shabbos. V'afil trash revusukama. V'afagad latachshid noyihu, even though it's not a tachshid to make it look nice, this cotton in your ear or this toothpick is not looking so nice, aburukabachi, since it's a derech for it to go out with this in the middle of the weekday, v'lay masu, it's not called a masli. Weiter. So the Mishnah, Arvius, that means Noshim that live in Erev, Sheberev, that means the west side. Yoitzais Rulis, they're allowed to walk out on Shabbos the way they dress, like wrapping around them a talus. Shashi Yoitzai Rulis, Derech Arvius, the Derech of the Noshim in Arvius, Lias Mutopais Roshon, used to cover up the whole head, Openeim Chutzman and Naim, only the eyes would stick out. The korole b'loshin arvi rulis, haino rulis exil gavet tachshit noshin sefi yishayom. It's a way of wearing a cloth wrapped around your face that just your eyes stick out. So since it's a derech for them to wear in the middle of the weekday, that's called a malbush for them. It's mutter for them to go out with this on Shabbos. Who din in midyas noshim living in midyas shabamode as a trashid means proifres. They go out with their beged also wrapped around them like proifres. We'll soon see what that means in Rashi. Abzat the Mishnah, b'chol adam, really anybody can walk out with these type of clothing. El shadibra chom b'hoiva, the chom just talk about these two places of midyas and arvius, because that's a shtega to walk out that way. Really anybody can walk out with these type of clothing, either wrapping it around your face, or else profofas atrashim, shemat beis patalos, also they wrap themselves around with the talis, v'teila hatritzuas, they have strings coming down with svas at the end of it, v'achas k'neged tzavor, one goes k'neged his neck, v'svas ha'shenis, the second son, k'rachas evin, oy egois, v'kasheris haritzu, you tie up the kasheris haritzuah, you have like a string coming down, and with the string, you tie up the like jacket, v'in atalis neifum the lid, therefore talis won't fall off you. So the kids at one side, you have like a string coming down that you use like a button to tie it together so the talus should not fall off you. So the chiddush is, what do you have the bottom of the string to hold it like a button? Either you could use a stone, or else you could use a nut, or else you could use a matbeya. So that the Mishnah says, poiferes alevin, you're allowed to use a stone on the bottom of this string to tie up the talus. V'yal egos, or else you could use a nut on the bottom. V'yal matbeya, or else you could use a matbeya. Obavad shalai tifur l'chilo b'shabbos. But you should know you're not allowed to do it metchilo on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the stone or put the coin into the string metchilo on Shabbos. Rashi prefers kamoi karsten to nagin provosim, something to put together like a button. Kol amechab beglechaver, you put two begotten together, kori prefa. That's called like that prefa. That means putting two things together like a button. You put a button together. Vach le tifla chila b'shabbos gomer porich. We amid Rashi prefers. The Rashi says prefers that it's muta. It's after the sefer the Mishnah says also to do it, and the Rashi says it's muta to do it. That's a stira. I will see in the Gemara the teretz says. Teretz says that if you're putting on a coin, you're putting on a stone or an egg that's not muksa, you used it already once, and since it's not muksa, you'll have to put it into the string to use it for the button on Shabbos. But to put a coin that's muksa, so the first time that you want to use it on Shabbos, you want to use a coin for a button, it's also, but it's muksa, that you can't do matil on Shabbos, only if you put it in the bag and ready for me for Shabbos, then you can use it as the button on Shabbos. Yezot Gemara, my tzinis, what's shown the Mishnah that you could wear a seller underneath the tzinis? And the Gemara Bas Arya. So Trashi Bas Arya, this meant Maka, Shehi Tachas Parsa Serekel. If you have a wound underneath your heel, on your foot. The Kosh Bo Seller Rafua. It was a meaning to put a coin underneath your heel for Rafua. If you'll step on the coin, it'll be Rafua. So the Gemara Mishnah Seller, how come you used to use a coin? It's good to step on something hard, and a coin is hard. Take a hard piece of keli and use it. What do you have to use a coin for? Because the silver coin, there's a little sweat that comes out of it, and the sweat is good for the makim. Take a plain sheet of silver and step on it. It's hard, and it sweats a little bit, so it'll be good. What do you have to have a daska coin for? Elamishram tzurta. Now the mile of the coin is it has a tzur on it, has like a picture on it. The indention in the coin, that's also good to step on. Fedigmar levad le pulsa, stam, take a piece of wood and make it tzur, make a picture on the piece of wood. There'll be indentions on the wood, you step on the wood. What do you daska have to have either a coin? So the Gemara Omer Abaye, Shmamino Kula Madin Lo. Now you see, it's a raya, all three things is the mile, all three things together is good. It's good to step on something hard. It's good to step on something silver that'll sweat, and the sweat is good for you. And it's also good to step on something that has a tzur, has an invention. That's what use a silver coin. So Drashi the Akushi she kosho or megina alamaka mi kaitzim v'yaseidus drachim, the protection from the yaseidus and the drachim. Shuchta lechuches hayaitzim in a kesef, the wetness that comes out of the silver. If you're for the market, it's good for the market. Vayt the lava tasa. Rashi the Kaspa Tiva Lomli. What I have to have a silver coin for? Take any a type of a coin with a picture on. Elamishum Tzurta the Tiva Mala Lamaka Lov Shuchta. It levit Pusula. So Sam the Gemara Elamabayish Ramina Matis and the Nakatella Kula Bahadodi Malulum. Lochin Nakatella. The Isnai Lakula. That's all these three milas to it. Akushi it's hard. The Shuchta it sweats. The Tzurta has indention, has a picture on it. Zotim Mishnah Morvai, the Mishnah says, HaBonos Yoytzim Mechutim. That little girls, I'll let her go out, if they have pierced ears, they can put cotton inside the hole, so it shouldn't grow back again. So the Morvai, Avuad is Shmuel, his Shmuel's father, Loishovik Lu Levante, Denavki Bechutim. He did not let his daughters go out on Shabbos with the chutim, with the cotton in the ear. I will soon see, it's a kasha, the Mishnah says, Beferish is Mutter, why he says it's awesome. Right, another thing he did was Vloshovik Lu Ganinin Gabiadodi. He didn't let his daughters sleep together in the same bed. By his then to sleep undressed, to sleep without pajamas, he didn't let them sleep together. And the third thing he did was Vyovidlu Mikvois Biominishin, if he had either his wife or even his daughters at that time, his mother was tyrus when they became an Ida, right afterwards they would go to the mikvah. So he didn't let them be tabled in the nor in the river. But need some time, Pesach time, but that was not, but they should be table in the mikvah. When it came Tishrei time, that's when Rosh Hashanah time, then he let them be table in the river. Loved after they had to use a mikvah, they could use a river. But today they should not get their feet full of the mud on the ground and maybe be a chatzitza. He would put mats, on the floor in the river, that they would step on the mat and go into the river else the mikvah. These are the three things Avuah d'Shmuel did. So Drash reports a common time of the Kulik. Agnini Gabiadodi, Lishan Zuwe Tzuzu, Biazim Besuus. He didn't let the young girls sleep together. Mikvois Biyam Lishan, Shomayim Mechnosim. Daska Mikvah, that means gathered water, that it's still water. I summoned the Norwells right near the river, or Mamshel Turchin Meyanova to Velashon. He made like a mikveh there near the river, that the water from the river came over and went into the mikveh. Or Matsubye Matishri, Shetavelis the press, the Batavel in the Nor press, Mutnei Hatit, Shiloh Yehe Chatzitza, and the Senasa Mafetz Tachas Reglaim. They put the Mafetz under their feet. So the Gemara, how could Avu the Shmuel ask for his daughters from going out with this cotton in their pierced ears? I've nan tanana. The Mishnah says habonus yoytzes bechutin. The Mishnah says kloyu. It's mutter to go out. So it's mutter. Why do you say it's also? There it was bante the Avu the Shmuel. Avu the Shmuel daughters did tzvunim heavy. The cotton they put in their ear wasn't stamped cotton. It was a beautiful, colorful cotton. So it's black like a tachshit, and then we're afraid maybe they'll take it out to show their friends Bishus Rabin, and they'll come to walk with it on Shabbos. So Rashi did Tzvoinim, v'chayish le'mishna v'yachbo. We're afraid, since it's beautiful, she'll take it off and show her friend. So therefore, that's the halacha. If you have stama cotton in your ear, or some stama toothpick, it's mutter. But something that looks beautiful, like a colorful thing that we're afraid she'll take off to show her friend, that's takosa. Right there. He did not let his daughters sleep together, one with another, in the same bed. Is the Chura Lema Messiah Leather Rafuna? It's a Raya Avuah de Shmuel holds like Rafuna. And Rafuna says a Chiddush. The Yomer Rafuna, no Shem Hamasul Olis. Zubizu, that means women that sleep together, sleep with their naked next to one another. Rashi Meschach Chois Mishum Taivas Tashmish, like scratch themselves together, one with the other. Mishum Taivas Tashmish, even though they're only ladies, is Psulois Likhuna. It has a shame Miksas Znus on it, and it's also